therapists who favored other schools of psychology, though people still search for meaning in what they do and how they live. We ask ourselves things like, what is the meaning of my life? Is the point just to live longer, or should I seek a higher purpose? Why do some people know what they want and have a passion for life, while others languish in confusion? At some point in our conversation, the mysterious word ikigai came up. This Japanese concept, which translates roughly as the happiness of always being busy, is like logotherapy, but it goes a step beyond. It also seems to be one way of explaining the extraordinary longevity of the Japanese, especially on the island of Okinawa, where there are 24.55 people over the age of 100 for every 100,000 inhabitants, far more than the global average. Those who study why the inhabitants of this island in the south of Japan live longer than people anywhere else in the world believe that one of the keys, in addition to a healthful diet, a simple life in the outdoors, green tea, and the subtropical climate, its average temperature is like that of Hawaii, is the ikigai that shapes their lives. While researching this concept, we discovered that not a single book in the fields of psychology or personal development is dedicated to bringing this philosophy to the West. Is ikigai the reason there are more centenarians in Okinawa than anywhere else? How does it inspire people to stay active until the very end? What is the secret to a long and happy life? As we explored the matter further, we discovered that one place in particular, Ogimi, a rural town on the north end of the island with a population of 3,000, boasts the highest life expectancy in the world, a fact that has earned it the nickname of the Village of Longevity. Okinawa is where most of Japan's shikawasa, a lime-like fruit that packs an extraordinary antioxidant punch, comes from. Could that be Ogimi's secret to long life? Or is it the purity of the water used to brew its moringa tea? We decided to go study the secrets of the Japanese centenarians in person. After a year of preliminary research, we arrived in the village, where residents speak an ancient dialect and practice an animist religion that features long-haired forest sprites called bunagaya, with our cameras and recording devices in hand. As soon as we arrived, we could sense the incredible friendliness of its residents, who laughed and joked incessantly amid lush green hills fed by crystalline waters. As we conducted our interviews with the eldest residents of the town, we realized that something far more powerful than just these natural resources was at work. An uncommon joy flows from its inhabitants and guides them through the long and pleasurable journey of their lives. Again, the mysterious ikigai. But what is it exactly? How do you get it? It never ceased to surprise us that this haven of nearly eternal life was located precisely in Okinawa, where 200,000 innocent lives were lost at the end of World War II. Rather than harbor animosity toward outsiders, however, Okinawans live by the principle of Ichariba Chode, a local expression that means treat everyone like a brother, even if you've never met them before. It turns out that one of the secrets to happiness of Ogimi's residents is feeling like part of a community. From an early age, they practice yui ma'aru, or teamwork, and so are used to helping one another. Nurturing friendships, eating light, getting enough rest, and doing regular, moderate exercise are all part of the equation of good health. But at the heart of the joie de vivre that inspires these centenarians to keep celebrating birthdays and cherishing each new day is their ikigai. The purpose of this audiobook is to bring the secrets of Japan's centenarians to you and give you the tools to find your own ikigai, because those who discover their ikigai have everything they need for a long and joyful journey through life. Happy travels. Hector Garcia and Francesc Miralles. Chapter 1. Ikigai, the art of staying young while growing old. What is your reason for being? According to the Japanese, everyone has an ikigai, what a French philosopher might call a raison d'être. Some people have found their ikigai, while others are still looking, though they carry it within them. Our ikigai is hidden deep inside each of us, and finding it requires a patient search. According to those born on Okinawa, the island with the most centenarians in the world, our ikigai is the reason we get up in the morning. Ikigai can be described as the common ground you find between what you're good at, what you love, what the world needs, and what you can be paid for. Whatever you do,